All right, welcome to a special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today we're not doing that. Today, we just started year three the other day with our Invisible Man episode, episode 119. Starting 3 years, that's two full years of the show, 119 episodes, and that's not counting the Breaking It Apart episodes, the special interview episodes, special follow-ups, all kinds of other stuff we've done over these last couple of years. So that is just the main numbered episodes. So that's a lot. This thing has been growing so much quicker and so smoothly over these last couple of years that I am just always so excited to see where things are going to go. And so today, as we kick off the third year of the podcast, I did want to take a minute to just, I don't have my headphones on, I don't have a script, I don't have anything specific planned, I have a couple things in the back of my mind I'd like to talk about, but I just want to talk to you all about what's going on with Piecing It Together, and what's going on with me, David Rosen, your host. So, we're not covering a movie as we always do, but I'm going to just talk to you guys for a minute and tell you what's happening with year three of Piecing It Together and with me and my music. So, first of all, year three of Piecing It Together. I mean, hopefully you've already checked out the Invisible Man episode. You heard we got a new musical theme. You saw the new artwork format that I'm going to be using from here going forward. I hope you're all enjoying that. I would love it if you got in touch and let us know. You can email me directly, bydavidrosen@gmail.com, or you could always just tweet at us at PiecingPod, or join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we, you know, talk about all these movies all the time, which I gotta say, I'm so proud of how that group just continues to grow and just be an awesome place to talk movies. You know, I gotta say, one of the worst parts about running a movie podcast is, for the sake of promotion, you have to join and be active in lots of other, you know, movie Facebook groups and stuff like that. And most of them are just the absolute bottom barrel of society. I mean, it is disgusting. And the fact that Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces has a relatively small, with only a couple hundred people, but, you know, constantly growing since we do keep it closed, so it's not like anybody can just join. I have to approve people, so I know it's not like spammers and garbage people, you know? But it's growing slowly, but it's active. People are in there chatting about movies all the time, and they're respectful, and there's some ridiculous stuff that will make you cringe and eye roll sometimes, but that's movie people. You gotta accept that as part of the game, you know? So, but overall, it's just awesome in there, and it's, I really appreciate the people that are hanging out in the Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces group, checking out the podcast, of course, and I love that it's growing. I want to find more ways to make it grow as we're moving into year three. But specifically to the podcast, I do have some new special episode things planned. So, those of you who have been listening for a long time know there's the main Piecing It Together episodes. Then there's sometimes we'll do like follow-up, like if we want to talk a little more about a movie. Or a few times we've gotten to follow up with a interview with the filmmaker, which is something I definitely want to do more of in the future. We were lucky enough to have Sean Snyder last year. We had Brendan Steer, the director of The Velocipastor. That was fun. So I want to do more of those kind of things. But there's also things like Breaking It Apart, which is a whole separately numbered series where we take the theme of looking at movie inspirations, but turn it backwards. And what we do instead is look at an older movie and look at what movies were inspired by it. And so that's a fun way to twist up the format, and I have ideas of other new ways to twist up the format. So we're going to be getting into some of those things soon. I don't want to announce them quite yet, just because, you know, who knows when we'll get to what. But there are new special format things. Some of them might just be on our Patreon. I don't know if I'll put them all on the main feed, but I do plan on recording some special new kinds of format episodes. It's not just going to be our usual thing, but I will always continue to do the usual thing because that is the main meat and potatoes of the show. That is like the format. That's the focus of what Piecing It Together is, and it will continue to be. So, moving forward, lots of new things. We're going to get into more stuff on the website. Definitely want to start making use of the mailing list and, you know, just continuing to just grow the show in lots of ways. If you're listening to this, I am always looking for more people who want to collaborate and co-host episodes with me. So please do get in touch if you haven't been on the show before, or if you have and haven't done it in a while, I haven't talked to you in a minute, you should get in touch with me because I'd love to have you back. Aside from that, you know, Piecing It Together continues to grow. Awesome Movie Year, the podcast that I produce that's hosted by film critic Josh Bell and comedian slash filmmaker slash a whole bunch of other things he always makes sure to let you know at the beginning of every episode, Jason Harris, that continues to grow as well. They're almost done with season 3. They break the show up into seasons. Season 4 is going to be kicking off in just a few weeks, so I'm really excited to see how they continue to grow that show. And of course, I'm a part of it as well, so we'll be having some meetings and figuring out how that's going to grow. But I'm really excited that Awesome Movie Year keeps growing. It's awesome that things are going well with that. Bird Road Podcast, the show that started it all, me and my buddy Q, we have been back on track doing pretty much weekly episodes, and then Q is augmenting the episodes that we do together that sometimes go off the rails and who knows what they end up being about, with straight up political interviews and, you know, the things that he wants the show to be that I'm quite frankly not informed enough, let's just say, to really be the co-host that he needs, but I am his best friend, and so he has to keep me around. But he pretty much almost every other episode is with me, and then a smart person interviews. So if you're a smart person, you like politics and talking about culture and what's happening in the world, you should definitely be checking out Bird Road if you don't already. There's also All Rice, No Beans, the podcast that just started a couple months ago that I produce with Stephanie Barajas from Lindo Michoacan. And that is a podcast about restaurants. If you haven't listened to it yet, it is going amazingly well. People are really responding to it and really enjoying it. And so I'm just really excited to see how that show continues to grow because Stephanie's doing a great job and she keeps lining up interview after interview after interview. We have 4 recording sessions lined up within the next 7 days. We're going to be recording all this stuff. So definitely check out All Rice, No Beans. It's going really great over there. And I'm not going to go and announce anything yet, but Stephanie is starting another podcast that I'm also producing. So that's going to be another podcast to add to the list. So much podcasting going on. It's, I don't know how I keep all this straight, but I don't know. I enjoy doing it. But the thing that podcasting has been pulling me away from lately and making me not have any time for is, of course, my main career in life, which is composing music. And I'm excited to say that I have a major new project coming out this month. You may have seen me talk about it on social media over on my Music by David Rosen page. I think I might have done one little tweet about it or something on Piecing Pod, but I, just a couple weeks ago, scored a feature film called Beater, and Beater will be coming out hopefully later this year. It's going to go through some festival runs and stuff like that. It's a drama about a man whose sister shows up beaten, and he has to deal with his rage and a history of violence as he confronts her abusive husband. It's directed by Chris Johnson, written and directed by Chris Johnson, who's a guy who I've worked with on a number of films over the years. Our collaborations go all the way back to 2015 with a short film called The Usher. And since then, we worked on The Usher, we worked on Unrequited, One Way Out, The Service of Others, Daisy, and To Cherish a Time. A whole lot of films. And then on top of that, two of my music videos were directed by Chris. Never from my album An Unseen Sky, and Trying Again from my album Head Like Fire. So over these years, I've always had it in the back of my mind. I've done so much music with Chris. It would make for a great theme to bring a lot of this music together and create like a soundtrack compilation. And then last week, I'm working on his film Beater, this feature film, a 75-minute film. I finished scoring it. I've got the whole music sitting there. I just spent an entire weekend creating this whole thing, and it works as this beautiful 8-track, although actually it's more than that, but if I cut it down to like just the essentials, 8-track little album, and I'm like, why don't I finally do the compilation album? So I spent a whole bunch of time. I actually managed to put podcasts on hold for a couple of days. I was all caught up. It's not like I was slacking on anything, but you know, I always try to have stuff in the can ready to go. But I blocked out everything, and I locked myself in my music studio. I ignored all the dust that's in there. I really need to clean that thing. But I locked myself in there. I sat down, I went through all of these films that I had worked with them on over the last 5 years, which, by the way, I if you had asked me, I would have said the last 10 years. I can't believe it's only been 5 years. That's crazy. But it really, going back to all these films, it was like going through the history of my career composing music for film, really, because, I mean, that is kind of the span of what I've been doing. I mean, I've been composing music for film since, I don't know, I want to say 2002, maybe 2003, 2004, somewhere in there is when I first started, like, actually taking on a gig here and there. I didn't really start getting active, though, and, like, really working on lots of films, you know, short films and features and TV stuff and commercials. I didn't really get active until probably around 2012, 2013. So it was only a couple years later then, 2015, that I started working with Chris after seeing a Craigslist ad that he had posted. And so really that was kind of the beginning of the real professional career phase of composing music. And so going back through all these, it really just kind of, I feel like I see not only my growth as a composer, but really my overall, filmography of composing music for film. And so going through all these tracks, it was awesome. I was able to go through the films and kind of cut up the scenes into their own tracks as if they were songs from an album. And it's done. It's coming out on March 20th. And it's a 34-track album. It features, like I said, 8 tracks from the feature film Beater, and then all these other tracks from these other short films, as well as a few bonus tracks, including that Never and Trying Again, the 2 songs that Chris did videos for me on. So overall, though, it's just this huge album, like basically a double album at that length, 34 tracks, I think an hour and 45 minutes-ish. But it's incredible. I'm so excited to put this thing out. It's such a different kind of album release for me, since it's not all just straight up songs. I'd say out of those 34 tracks, probably 12 or so, maybe a couple more, build up into a whole thing with a beat and drums and, you know, full instrumentation, all that. And then others are, you know, more traditional film score kind of stuff. Some of it gets kind of jazzy, some of it's horror music, and that's just like scary jump scare stuff. You know, it's a lot of drama, because Chris does a lot of really emotional, dark films, so there's a lot of like dramatic stuff. So it goes all over the place, but I think I arranged it in a way that it feels like a cohesive album. And while it's very different from my first 4, you know, main albums, it's gonna fit right in, and it's gonna be great for anybody who, you know, enjoys what I do with music, but maybe has always wanted to hear my film scoring work more. I mean, of course, there's some samples on my website. There's my reel on my YouTube channel. It's also on my website. And, you know, people can seek out short films that I score or feature films that I score. But, you know, not everybody is willing to sit and watch a film on their computer, and if it's not a, you know, theatrically released thing or on Amazon Prime or whatever, or Netflix, you know, they're maybe not gonna ever actually get around to watching it. So a lot of my film type work doesn't get seen, and so doesn't get heard. So now this is like 5 years worth of film work that is gonna get heard when you check out this album. So I gotta say, I'm just super excited about it. It's called Beater, the Original Motion Picture Soundtrack. Of course, it's much more than just the soundtrack to Beater, being that all these songs from these other films are gonna be included on it. But it's gonna be available on iTunes, on Spotify for free if you wanna stream it that way, and on Amazon, on every digital music service. It's gonna be out on March 20th. There's gonna be a iTunes pre-order kicking off on March 13th. And there's also gonna be a music video that I'm putting out for the song Ferris Wheel from Beater, which is from a big emotional scene that comes later into the film. And I used footage from the movie and kind of cut it together into what I think is a really cool music video. So that's going to be up on my YouTube channel as well. So, you know, I don't usually sit and Babylon into the microphone without a guest to talk about, a movie about with, and so this is pretty weird for me, but I don't know. I think hopefully it's an interesting thing for those of you who enjoy what it is I do here on the podcast or with my music, to hear about what's happening in this whole world of everything that I'm doing. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'll try to, you know, not clog up the feed with these status update mini episodes too often, but you know, once in a while it's fun to jump on the mic and just rattle off what's happening in the world rather than going and writing a blog post about it or something. Who wants to read one of those? Nobody cares about blogs anymore. So that I think does it for today though. So just to recap, the Beater Original Motion Picture Soundtrack will be out on March 20th. I am so excited about it. Piecing It Together just hit year 3, and we have a lot of special extra stuff planned, but aside from that, we're just going to keep on rolling with more regular episodes covering all these new movies that are coming out. And then there's Awesome Movie Year, there's All Rice No Beans, and of course there's Bird Road. All three podcasts continuing to grow, continuing to do new episodes, and I hope you're checking those out as well. So, as always, I want to remind you to please make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together and those other podcasts, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. We're, of course, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Pocket Casts, which is where I listen to podcasts, and pretty much all of the podcast apps. If there's somewhere you like to listen to podcasts and we're not there, please get in touch and let me know so I can make sure we get added. You can also, of course, follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about on the show. And I guess you can, you know, join the Patreon if you want. Actually, you should join the Patreon, because not only do we have a lot of, like, we have advanced Piecing It Together episodes that hit there, but some of the new bonus content is going to go there. And that's something I should mention, is there are about a dozen extra tracks left over from the Beater Original Motion Picture Soundtrack album. I'm going to create a album of the bonus tracks and put them up only, exclusively on the Patreon. So that's coming next month. So lots of stuff to look forward to on the Patreon. Go check that out. And I think that does it. That's enough things to ask for. I mean, you could always rate and review us on Podchaser and Apple Podcasts. That's always appreciated, especially if you're going to give us 5 stars. But otherwise, just keep on listening. Share the show. If you want to be on an episode of Piecing It Together one day, get in touch with me. And that's it. So thank you, as always, so much for listening. We're going to close this thing out with a piece of music, as we always do. We might as well close it out with Ferris Wheel, which is kind of like the single from this new album, Beater Original Motion Picture Soundtrack. So enjoy Ferris Wheel. The music video will be up this week on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/musicbydavidrosen. And the album Beater will be up March 20th. And the film Beater will be out later this year, hopefully. First, it's going to the festivals and all that stuff, but keep an eye out. I'll for sure make sure that you know when you can watch this movie. So, thanks for listening. This is Ferris Wheel.
Warning, do not listen while hungry.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Barajas, host of All Rice, No Beans, a podcast all about restaurants and the people behind some of your favorite spots to eat, where we talk about how they started, all the ups and downs, and my favorite part, the food and drinks. Ooh, and let's not forget about the desserts. So subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, follow me on all social media, because I have the pictures of all the food. And if you want to be on my podcast and you're a restaurant owner or in the business, email me at allricenobeanspodcast@gmail.com. And remember, you were warned, don't listen while hungry.
Hey, I'm Josh Bell.
I'm Jason Harris. Hey, Josh, we're friends in real life, but we're also co-hosts on this new podcast called
Awesome Movie Year, where we take a look back at an awesome year for movies and do a deep dive looking at movies, including the Best Picture winner, the biggest movie at the box office, future cult classics, and more.
Including the biggest flop. And this season, we're doing 1994. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. That could be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. We're all over the web as well. Get Awesome Movie Year on all the socials and awesomemovieyear.com. So please like us, subscribe, and if you do like us, give us a 5-star rating because we love you.
And all points west.